So common anchors include feeling the hands or the feet, hearing sounds, or feeling the weight of your body. So those are three. So let's just try them right now. We'll just start. So you're sitting here. What do your hands feel like right now? What do they feel like from the inside? You just rest your awareness in your hands. So maybe your hands are resting on your legs or on a surface or on each other. You can feel that that contact. Maybe you can feel the air. Maybe there's temperature or hot or cold. Maybe you can sense air movement. Okay, so those are the hands. You can notice if that was easy for you to access feeling your hands and if it felt grounding at all. Okay, now let's try the feet. Let's send your awareness into your feet. What do your feet feel like from the inside? What can you sense? Maybe you can feel the pressure of your feet down onto the floor. Maybe you can feel your socks. Maybe you can feel like tingling or buzzing. Okay, so those are the feet. And you can notice, was it easier to feel, were the feet more accessible to you, or were the hands more accessible to you? Or was it, maybe it wasn't easier to sense into the feet, but it was somehow more grounding. You can just notice which felt more available. Okay, now let's try the weight of the body. So feel into the contact of your body with your chair or your cushion, whatever you're sitting on. So just feeling the contact of the body with the support. Feel a sense of resting down. Feeling that the chair is holding you up and the floor is holding the chair. And the earth beneath that is holding it all. Okay, so that's weight, feeling the weight of the body. You can notice is that, did that resonate for you more or less than feeling the hands or the feet? Okay, finally, let's turn our awareness to sound. What sounds do you hear in the room where you are? You can notice the sound of my voice. And you can also notice what's the nearest sound or the quietest sound. Maybe you can hear your own breath. Or sometimes maybe you can even hear your heartbeat. You can also let your awareness waft out to what are the sounds outside the room. What's the furthest sound you can hear? Sound. Well, that's using sound as an anchor. It can help, listening to sounds can help place us in the present moment because the sound is happening now and it's happening here. So, of these anchors, the hands, the feet, sounds, and the weight of the body. And just notice what was the most accessible to you. Great. Okay. So let's bring the awareness to the top of the head. We'll invite our awareness, we'll gather the awareness at the top of the head and see what we can sense there. We're going to meet whatever is there to the best of our ability. We're going to meet that with non-judgment. I know for me, sometimes it takes a minute. I rest my awareness there, and it takes some time to feel anything. Sometimes it's just numb. So that's fine. It's normal, really. You can notice, do you feel any air movement? Do you feel any tingling? Top of the head. And we can widen the awareness out to the scalp, maybe down to the ears. What can you sense? Can you feel your ears? And the brow. Just resting your awareness on the brow, maybe all around the eyes. There may be tension that releases, and then you can notice, the tension's releasing. Now, what does it feel like? Often, when we bring our awareness to tension in the body, the body just automatically releases. So, that's fine if that happens. So, feeling the nose and the cheeks. And the mouth. We're gathering our awareness here in the face and in the head. We're opening to what is. What are the sensations here? Or what are the lack of sensations here? We're doing our best to meet that with kindness, with curiosity. With non-judgment. So let's feel the whole head. The skull, the muscles, The sinuses. Can you feel your sinuses? And even the brain. So a lot of this is bringing the intention to sense the body and then kind of waiting. Waiting to see what arises. Okay, continuing down, let's feel into the neck, back of the neck, sides, and the front. Feeling the throat. If we can meet whatever's here with kindness. Continuing down into the shoulders. The muscles, the tendons, the bones. You can let the awareness skate around on the shoulder blades. You might be inspired to shift your position. That's fine. If you realize, gosh, I'm not comfortable, you can change your position. Send the awareness down the arms. We're feeling the upper arms, the left and right. The skin, maybe you can feel your clothing resting on your skin, muscles, all the way into the bone. Into the elbow. Continuing into the forearm. And then into the wrists. Now sensing the hands. You can notice if the sensation of the hands is more accessible since we've already visited the hands. Sensing the hands, opening to what is arising with non-judgment. Okay, let's go back up to the chest and sense into the chest. Feeling the chest all the way around to the upper back. Maybe you can feel the chest moving with the breath. Maybe you can feel the heart beating. Available to some people and not others. And letting the awareness, as you're ready, moving the awareness down into the midsection, down into the belly. Belly can hold a lot of emotions. Some say it's the seat of identity. So you can notice if you have emotions arise as you put your awareness in your belly. Notice if there's holding or releasing. Just inviting ourselves to Sense the belly and not judging. Sensing the belly with kindness. Into the lower back. What does the lower back feel like? Maybe there's pressure, maybe there's discomfort, maybe there's a sense of aliveness. Whatever you can feel, maybe there's numbness. Often the back is hard to feel. Whatever it is that you feel, can you gently hold your awareness, continually invite the awareness back into the body, into the lower back, with an attitude of gentleness. Let's bring our awareness down into the hips and the whole pelvic bowl. Maybe feel your weight resting down onto your seat. You can notice if your mind wanders. It's completely normal. The mind wanders, that's what it does. And then, without judgment, gently bringing it back, inviting the awareness into what does this body feel like? And through the hips down into the thighs as you're ready. Again, maybe you feel pressure. Maybe you can sense your clothing resting on your skin. Maybe you can feel the muscles. Big femur bones. And then into the knees. All the little nooks and crannies of the knees. What can you sense? What's arising in your knees? Moving down into the calves. What can you sense in your calves? There's often a lot of emotion held in the calves. Whatever's there, whatever's not there. On some level, saying yes. Yes. Yes to numbness. Okay. I see you, numbness. Or tingling, or tension, or heat. Okay, and the shins. Maybe you can sense into your shin bone. Sometimes when we sense into our bodies, we feel long ago injuries. Some sensation will come up. If you can meet that with curiosity and non-judgment. Down into the ankles. Inviting the awareness into the ankles and opening to what is there with non-judgment. Continuing into the feet. What can you sense in the tops of the feet? Is there any sensation there? Outsides of the feet. The bottoms of the feet. Notice anywhere that your feet are making contact with the ground. When you open, what is that sensation really? Open to whatever that is. Without asking for more, without asking for less. And the insides of the feet, feeling into the big toe, the toenail. Can you sense into your toenail? Under the toenail. Inviting your awareness into the toe, into the big toe, kind of discovery expedition. What is there? What's arising in this toe? Meeting whatever that is with curiosity. Out into the next toe. Maybe you can feel the space between your big toe and the second toe. See if you can, sense your third toe. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate between the those middle toes. But can you feel just the third toe? Can bring even a playful attitude. See what I can feel right now on my toes. And the fourth toe. If your mind wanders, you can invite it back. Inviting the awareness into the fourth toe. And then into the pinky toe on both sides. Okay, and then let's expand our awareness. So it's all of the toes. Feeling all the toes at the same time. And even the whole foot, the left foot and the right foot, feeling both feet, whatever sensation is there. And then expanding upward, the lower legs, the upper legs. Pelvic bowl, the torso, the arms, and the head. So we're feeling the whole body. Resting the awareness in the whole body. With kindness, gentleness. And let's expand our awareness just a little bit to feel just the area just outside the body. If you can sense air movement or temperature, just a little bit bigger than the body. Well, keeping this awareness in the whole body and the space immediately around the body. If you like, if it feels good, you could offer some gratitude to this body, to this body, this one, the way it is right now, all its complications. Just thank you. Gratitude for being well enough to sit here and experience this body right now. This body that carries us around, our vehicle, our lifelong companion. Thank you, body. Well, let's take a moment now. We're at the end of this meditation to turn to your anchor, maybe the hands, maybe the feet. Maybe the weight of the body resting down. Or maybe listening to sounds. So pick one. And let your awareness rest there. Just for a few breaths. And then when you, as you're ready, let's just do a brief dedication, gathering up anything beneficial that you experienced in this body scan. Any sense of peace or groundedness, any relaxation or relief, any curiosity, any surprise, any insight. Anything positive, even if it's just a little shred of pleasure, gather that up into your heart and let it intensify and grow there. And then think of someone specific or a specific group of beings, someone else or some group of someones who also has a body. And let this benefit, this insight, this sense of relaxation, whatever the positive energy is, let that flow from your heart to their hearts. So that this practice is not just held within us, but shared with others. I'll ring the bell and you can really take your time to listen to the sound of the bell.